Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. As always, we appreciate you joining us. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. And as always, you can catch all these podcasts on Apple Music, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we have a fantastic young man on the program. He hails from Michigan Wolverines. He played his career up there in Ann Arbor. It's none other than their star running back, Chris Evans, and he really made an impression down in Mobile, Alabama, as he was a Senior Bowl invite. And if you're a senior and you want to play in the National Football League, that's the finest invitation that you can receive. With that said, Chris, welcome to the program. How's this evening treating you?
Good, man. I appreciate you having me on, and it's treating me real good. Just got done doing a workout, so feeling good.
Now, you said you're down there in McKinney, Texas. You're training at Michael Johnson's Performance, and you said you're feeling faster every day, and I joked around prior to the show. That's pretty scary for opposing defenses in the National Football League if you're getting even faster.
Yes, sir. I feel it. Michael Johnson having a track background and winning – having a world record in the 200 meter at some point, and just him giving us the techniques and the little nuances to run fast is key.
Yeah. Is it sort of weird hearing an expert like Michael Johnson explain things that really can help you get faster, things that you never knew, but now you can kind of put in your wheelhouse and adapt to your game?
Yes, sir. It's huge. Just knowing everything of, to the mechanics, to the start, to the back end, to the hearing different words like more track wise, because the 40 isn't really football. It's running, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, a 40 can change someone's whole life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've seen in the past. So getting that information is huge for us.
Yeah, it is. And you know it as well. I mean, we've all seen it firsthand. And if you can pop off a good 40, who knows what, you know, lies after that. Now, I'm watching you play. I think I know the answer, but I could be wrong. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, did parents want to check your birth certificate because you were scoring 4, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns every single game?
I mean, I don't know. I just focused on the task at hand. You know what I'm saying? I think so at some point, but, you know what I'm saying? I just went out there and just played hard as I could. And I wasn't just making plays as far as scoring touchdowns. I was, like, you know what I mean, making big blocks and big tackles and just a whole thing just to be a complete football player.
I love that response, Chris. That's a fantastic response. I think it's modest. I bet you were scoring a ton of touchdowns, but I love how you kind of worked it. You're doing other things to help the team win. Very, very cautious. I love it. So, I mean, kind of take us through. I mean, what other positions did you play before you knew running back was going to be the primary position to get you where you're at today?
Actually, when I was little, when I was in sixth grade down, I probably played every position. But then as I got to seventh grade, I started transitioning to a quarterback. I always wanted to be a quarterback. I would always watch the Elite 11 stuff on YouTube. I would stay at the practice and get extra passes and do all the stuff needed to be. And then as soon as I entered high school, I started JV on my high school team at quarterback. And then as soon as I came up the next year on sophomore to varsity, we already had a quarterback that was pretty good. He actually started the year I was playing quarterback on JV, and they said, "Hey man, let's get you in the slot. Let's see what you can do in the slot." So I pretty much played slot sophomore year, junior year. I got mixed in a little bit at the running back, but I was mainly a slot receiver. And as my
wow.
senior year came around, our running back had graduated, so they put me at running back. You know what I'm saying? I went back from running back and slot just to get some just to give balance to the team and stuff like that. So when I went to college, I feel like as far as running routes, route running up the backfield, I just felt like that was like just natural pass catching and just stuff like that. So I just felt like it was I had an upper hand on guys who didn't get a chance to do that stuff.
Definitely. Once again, Chris Evans, the standout from Michigan, kind enough to join us here on the C2P and break down what this young man brings to the next level that we call the National Football League. Chris, watching you run, I mean, prior to the show, we were talking for a minute or two, and I just love the way it's misdirection, it's chaos. Opponents do not know how to take you down. You have that jump. I even showed my wife some of your highlights, and there was one play against Maryland. She goes, rewind that. She goes, I want to see that hop. She goes, his hop went like 3 feet or like 9 feet. It was just like you did one stutter step, and you were just gone. You were just gone. And like I said, the speed, and you break tackles. There's plays where you get small in the hole. You're just such a creative runner. You kind of remind me like of an Alvin Kamara, Tiki Barber mix. Is that a fair assumption, or are there a couple other guys that you kind of – and not try to emulate, but maybe you think about when you're running the ball?
Yeah, so definitely. Those are the two guys, two greats, and I model my game around, you know what I'm saying, Alvin Kamara and running his routes and being able to be slippery, you know what I'm saying, just be slippery and find the open gaps and being able, like you said, being creative with your running style, like, you know what I'm saying, of keeping the defenders on their toes, especially in open field. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that running style allows you to have more longevity either in the game or in your career, like, you know what I'm saying, not taking as many brutal hits and just kind of knowing, like, your body positioning and your balance and stuff like that to, like, you know what I'm saying, rather than running right through a person, just kind of, like, taking a soft shoulder or picking a different gap to maybe, you know what I'm saying, get a little bit more.
Yeah, and you definitely have yards after contact, though. I mean, I've seen those plays. I mean, not only are you slippery, elusive in the open field, you're just deadly to these guys. But, I mean, there's lots of plays where you're breaking tackles, getting to the next level, and then you turn that speed on, and then you're talking about 6 points. Fabulous stuff. Let me ask you. I ask all this of every guy that's ever come on the show. I ask this question. If we threw you in the film room, Chris, you're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down the tape. What do you think of – I call them the hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with. They're going to help you get on that 53-man roster.
Being able to, you know what I'm saying, run routes at the backfield and catch the ball. Special teams, play a lot of special teams. Didn't get to play that much special teams at Michigan, but I always took notes and took every rep that I had practice because that's a valuable piece, especially for guys who aren't in the day one, you know what I'm saying, early day one, day two type of guys, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to have a different distinct ability as far as special teams and a willingness to want to do it. So I just take pride in that stuff. Just take pride in the little things. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying, creating space and making people miss the overfield and catching the ball at the backfield is going to be my strong suit.
Definitely a lot of strong suits. You bring a lot of qualities to that backfield. Fun guy to watch. How about this one, Chris? What things don't we see that these scouts need to know about? I mean, you could have been a film junkie, weight room warrior, great in the community. Team captain. I mean, what are some of the intangibles that isn't revealed on tape that they must know about as you approach this 2021 NFL draft?
I have a nonprofit called CE Stars, which is my initials. The CE stands for Collectively Evolving. And it's pretty much it's off-season, like, flag teams and 707 teams to be able to give kids exposure and the opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, work out in the off-season. And so we travel them all across the country and stuff to play. I'm just the founder of it right now. I have a great staff on board handling it all. But that really shows that, everything we do is for the kids. So pretty much having good intentions in life is just everything to come together like that. So that's pretty much me putting the emphasis on the kids, you know what I'm saying, and making sure they have a successful upbringing and stuff like that. So for a team, that just shows, like, you know what I'm saying, my willingness to care for others, you know what I'm saying, instead of being a selfish guy, me guy, you know what I'm saying. If I'm always going to be happy for the next man if they have success as well.
Definitely, man, that's excellent. I mean, that's why we asked the question. I mean, I don't think we would have found that out anywhere else. I mean, you know, we could have, but I'm just saying that's wonderful to know. And I picked up on that earlier when, you know, we were talking about Pop Warner touchdowns, and you said, hey, you were still blocking and doing everything else can help everybody else. I mean, that just shows the unselfishness at an early age. You're in Michigan. you're on the field. You're at the big house right now. What's your favorite play that, you know, when you guys break huddle, what was your favorite play to execute to perfection?
My favorite play would be, I don't want to give too many words, but pretty much it's kind of a wheel route out the backfield. It's a either the wheel route or a counter G. So pretty much the guard would kick out the defensive end and the fullback Ben Mason, the best fullback I've ever played with, and it's in the draft this year. Comes around and hits the play side linebacker, destroys him, puts him on his back, and kind of, you know what I'm saying, you read off those blocks and you shoot the daylight.
That's excellent. A great response to that one. And getting back to the Senior Bowl, what was it like, you know, allowing these scouts to know you? I mean, they see you on tape. They know who you are because you played at a big-time program. But what was it like being able to be in those virtual interviews and just let them know who Chris Evans is as a man and just an individual?
Good. I think we interviewed all 32 teams for 15 minutes each. So, you know what I'm saying? We started the interviews at 7 and ended them at 11, 2 days in a row. It was a long process, telling people the same exact stories over and over again to different people. But we actually got to sit in front of them and talk to a couple of them and draw plays up on the board of our favorite plays and talk different football and stuff. But one thing that the teams that I think will get from me is that I wouldn't say I'm a quiet person, but I'm a laid back guy. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say I'm a comedian, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm kind of a laid back type of guy. And some teams might think of, you know what I'm saying? Just the way I answer questions and ways, stuff like that is like, that I'm like going to be quiet or something like that. But going into the NFL, it's strictly business. You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories about guys getting cut on the way to the plane. You know what I'm saying? So going into those interviews and talking to those teams, you got to handle everything business-like and, you know what I'm saying, be able to handle any question that comes your way. Because I didn't have some crazy questions over this past week. Over that week, I didn't have some questions that I told my mom and my dad or my uncle, and they're like, man, why is somebody asking you that question? You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, I've heard some doozies, and we'll say that for another time. But, yeah, it gets crazy. Once again, Chris Evans, Michigan Wolverine star running back, here on the C2P, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests if you missed this show or if you want to listen to it again. Chris, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, say it one more time. What kind of questions are there?
This is some lighthearted fun stuff, nothing serious.
Let's get it. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Now, Jim or Coach Harbaugh, one of the more, high profile coaches in college football, jokingly, what was one of his pet peeves, maybe in practice, that you guys would, you wouldn't do purposely, but you knew if you did it, there would be something that might put him into a rage at practice or something like that?
One thing would be have your undershirt of your jersey, like having it out. Like he'll literally like spot you from 100 yards away if your shirt's out, and it's always like, hey, tuck your shirt in. Like I'll be going about my whole practice. I could have went through the drill, somebody like tackled me and my shirt come out a little bit in the back, and I didn't know. And he'll run over during while I'm drinking some water and be like, hey man, hey, can you tuck your shirt in, please? So I'm like, oh, I didn't even know my shirt was untucked. You know what I'm saying? So that was one. He had an eye for that. He could see a mile away if somebody ain't got their shirt tucked in. So yeah.
Fair enough. How about this one? Any game day superstitions? Anything that Chris Evans has to do religiously on a Saturday to get ready?
I have to have some Jordan shoes on, or like some one of my favorite shoes to wear to the stadium. I listen to slow music instead of hype music before the games. I just gotta follow the same routine. I'm like superstitions. I always wear my socks inside out. It's just something that I even do to this day. Just working out, just always wear them inside out. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. And then the final one, Chris, this draft is going to be closing in upon us very quickly. That week, that weekend, you're going to be with family and friends, I assume, as you wait to celebrate this next journey in your football life. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make as you celebrate this special day?
It's a combination. I want my grandfather's ribs, my grandmother's fried corn, and then my aunt's sweet potato pie. Now I gotta add all them up, and that calls for a great meal right there.
That does sound like a great meal. The fried corn sounds delicious. I'd like to try that myself. Chris, fabulous career. And again, we know you got a lot going on, so we appreciate you joining us here on the show. But fabulous job in Mobile. You really put your stock up there. And you got the arrows pointing the right way. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing in the National Football League.
Yes, sir, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Once again, Chris Evans, stand out for Michigan. And I told him before the show, I absolutely love the way this kid runs the football. I mean, you can't watch number 9 or 12. He wore two numbers. You can't watch him do his thing and just shake your head in awe. But, hey, want more Chris, Blog Talk, Stitcher, Apple Music. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.